Blackstone Publishing presents The Ghost and the Haunted Mansion by Cleo Coyle. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer and Traber Burns. For their spirited support over the years, this book is affectionately dedicated to the inspiring, creative, and dangerously intelligent JJ and Marcia Pierce. Thanks for reading and for caring. Don't you see? If everyone rushes off at the slightest sound, of course the house gets a bad name. It's too ridiculous, really, in the 20th century, to believe in apparitions. The Ghost and Mrs. Muir by R.A. Dick, a.k.a. Josephine Aimée Campbell Leslie.
Prologue. "So you're a private detective," she said. "I didn't know they really existed, except in books." The Big Sleep, Raymond Chandler, 1939. Third Avenue Lunchroom, New York City, September 10th, 1947. "What's good today, Bertie?"
"It's all good."
"You say that every day."
"It's all good every day."
Jack Shepard tossed his fedora onto the dull green counter and stifled a yawn. It was close to noon already, but he'd been on a tail much of the night. "One more cheating Charlie," he thought. Only this time Charlie wasn't stepping out on his Park Avenue wife. This genius came all the way from Pittsburgh to sample the side dish. Jack had been hired by a PI and PA who didn't feel like riding the rails all the way to the big...